Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Good morning, everyone. We're here live today at the Vistage Executive Summit 2015 here in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria. My name is Soyini Koch, and I'm actually the host of CEO Exclusive Radio on Business Radio X, and I'm also here with John Coffin, the host of Founders Club Radio on Business Radio X. Vistage is an executive coaching organization with a community of over 19,000 CEOs worldwide. And the theme of today's event is Leading with 2020 Vision. Our first guest today is the leading best practice chair in the Atlanta area, Linda Gabbard. And Linda, I would love it if you would kick off our broadcast by letting us know a little bit about Vistage in Atlanta and why you think Vistage is important to the business community.
Yeah. Well, first of all, hello, and thank you, Soyini, for being here and having us and broadcasting here. John, great to have you here, too. We're excited about our summit. It's our one time every year that all of the Vistage groups come together in our entire community. So we have over 500 members here in the Atlanta area. There are 15 chairs, and so our presence here is quite strong. Our members commit a day a month to helping themselves be better leaders and building better and stronger businesses. And that impact on the community is huge because together we represent a powerful workforce, a sizable amount of revenue, and of course more than 400 individual businesses are part of our community. So with each of those businesses becoming a stronger force, a better company, a better employer, a better hire, the ripple effect of that through the community, we think is huge.
Linda, you mentioned that day a month. So talk a little bit about, for those people who don't know a lot about Vistage and the inner workings, what kind of commitment that is for CEOs and leaders and what they should expect in that day a month.
Okay, great question. Well, so the groups meet on a regular date, first of all, so it's plannable. And most of that time is spent in peer-to-peer interaction where the members of the group will bring the decisions and opportunities and challenges that are in front of them for the questioning and counsel of the other members in the group. So it's a really dynamic place where a CEO can come and kind of get his answers questioned, is one of our common lines, get some perspective or fresh ideas. If there's a tough decision that's in front of them or something that's a challenge in the industry or something going on in their company, or they see a big opportunity in front of them and they want to kind of vet the decisions that they're making about that, the group is just a fantastic place for that. And then that is supplemented by a fantastic bureau of Vistage speakers who are subject matter experts on any topic that you could think of regarding business and also life in general. Some of those are going to be represented here today at our summit. So that's also a portion of the meetings.
Well, one of the things I'm really passionate about are jobs. And if you do the math, I think the average or median sized business in Vistage is about $10 million. And that represents, if we have 500 Vistage members in the Atlanta area, that represents $1 billion in revenue generated and lots of jobs. And so tell me a little bit about the impact that you see that Vistage has on the broader business community and on the people who work for these CEOs.
Yeah, so that's a great question because, first of all, Vistage companies are growing. So Vistage is really not the place for the status quo, right? We want members who are committed to growing themselves as leaders and growing their businesses. The size of the companies ranges from about $5 million in annual revenue to over $100 million, so there's a pretty big span of that. There's a tail on both sides of that as well. Our members are hiring. Their businesses are strong and growing. We also have a key executive program, so there's a possibility for CEOs, and many CEOs will place their key senior executives in the key executive program. So they are growing to be able to, you know, step in and help run the company even better than before. So what we see is that the, you know, these kind of privately held middle market companies are the engine of the economy in many, many places. They're providing the new jobs that are coming into the region. They're growing. They're going into new markets. You know, they're expanding into new areas. New companies are being founded all the time. And, you know, we stand for that, and we stand for helping make that successful.
Mm-hmm. Linda, it's early in the morning. I mean, it is buzzing around here. There are, you know, we're expecting hundreds of CEOs and leaders today. We're here at the Cobb Galleria. This is just dynamite. Talk a little bit about the agenda for today and some of the incredible speakers that we're going to hear from today.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Yes, so we're excited about today. This is a fun day for our community when we all come together and we get to see people we don't often see across the groups during the year. So we have a set of great speakers who are going to be here. We have a woman from Ford who's a futurist, and we'll talk about that. And we have the gentleman who was the founder of Geek Squad, and so he'll be able to tell that story. We have a person who's going to talk about stage might and presentations, and I hear that he's got a great presentation and is actually pretty funny, too, so we're excited about that. And then we're doing something new this year. Three of our members are going to give brief 10-minute sort of TED-like talks about their particular stories.
Oh, cool.
That are related to our theme of leading with 2020 vision. So we're very, very excited about that. And then, of course, the networking is fantastic. The chance to interact with other members is fantastic. Vistage has recently started something called Vistage Networks. And there's 9 of them active right now. Some examples are family business, global business, technology, manufacturing, marketing and media, women in leadership, and golf. And there's one on travel and food and wine. And so these are opportunities for our members to connect across the groups and actually across the entire community worldwide to take advantage of the, you know, benefits of the connections that they can have with each other along these lines of interest.
Great. So in terms of leading with 2020 vision, talk to us a little bit about what you think that means.
So it's 2015 now.
Right.
And one of the things that we really advocate for in our members is thinking into the future, defining what you want your business to look like, what you want your life to look like several years out in the future. What's going to be different in 2020 than is, you know, going on right now? How can you best prepare for that? How can you position yourself that? And how can you make sure you achieve that vision for the future?
Mm-hmm. And so as you think about CEOs who may be listening to this and aren't here, do you have some thoughts on, you know, as they're thinking about these questions, other than joining Vistage, what are some ways that they might be able to begin to pick through some of those questions for themselves?
Yeah. Well, the first thing would be to really project yourself forward. Think about the environment, the external environment, and also think about what you would like to create for yourself. As a leader and as a company owner or as a CEO, what is that going to look like? And then what are the 2 or 3 most important things that need to change to make sure that that vision can become a reality? And focus your energy on those.
Great.
Linda, you had an incredibly successful career in several different industries with some global companies. Tell us why you got into the whole Vistage game to begin with. And obviously, you've been in it for a while, and you've not only led your groups, but led the other Vistage chairs. But why'd you make that initial split and from big industry? And personally, what does Vistage mean to you?
Yeah. Thank you for asking me that. So I had left the corporate world on my 40th birthday. So I decided.
2 years ago.
Thank you for that. I decided my ladder was on the wrong tree. And I had made that decision and started my own consulting practice. It was a little bit up and down, to be completely honest. And actually, someone who had worked for me in my corporate days and then had started his own business and was a client had joined Vistage. And he told me about Vistage. And I have to tell you that it was, I lived for 2 years in Germany, and the Germans have this word called begeistert, which just means, oh, it's fantastic. And while he was telling me about Vistage, that's how I felt. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. I've always been a huge believer in the power of a group, and that if you put many minds onto whatever topic it happens to be, the outcome is going to be fantastic. So as he was telling me, this is what we do, small groups of business owners come together for the sole purpose of helping each other be better leaders and run better businesses. That just caught my idea on fire. You know, I just was like, I can't believe it. And I have to say that it opened my eyes to the power of the entrepreneurial mind and the entrepreneurial community. Right. I come from a family of professionals, and I had been in the corporate world, and to be completely honest, I just didn't have a clue. And I have so much admiration for my members and Vistage members in general. You know, they put themselves on the line. Many of them started their businesses or their family businesses. They take on incredible risk. You know, they stand up on this pedestal all by themselves and kind of pull this whole enterprise, whatever it is, along with them, and they're creating value, and they're creating jobs, and they're creating great places to work because they care about their employees and they care about what they're doing. And my admiration for them is huge, and that's keeps me going.
That's great. Well, it's very energizing for sure.
Yeah. And so in terms of, you know, leading a 2020 vision and thinking about the next 2 years, what are some of the challenges that you're seeing business owners facing right now?
Well, for one thing, it's kind of nice right now to be facing the challenges of growth. A few years ago, we were not having those conversations.
Yeah, those are very high quality problems to have.
Yeah. And really, mostly, that's what we're seeing. You know, shifting workforce. All the, you know, talk about the millennials, and Vistage has some great speakers about, you know, working with the millennial age group and attracting them into the business. So that's one. Keeping up with all the technology, you know, and all that kind of change and shift is another thing that's out there. And then, you know, many of the companies are expanding. You know, they may have been in a regional basis and they're expanding nationally or expanding globally. So that those opportunities are there, keeping their competitive advantage and keeping their message heard above all the, you know, there's a lot of noise now in the marketplace. So making sure they've got a message and that's clear and concise and unique to them and can be heard through that, I would say, are a few of the key challenges.
Linda, on a monthly basis, you work with your groups, and oftentimes you're giving them advice or other speakers are giving them advice. I'd love to ask you, what's the best business advice you've ever received from somebody else?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the best business, well, first of all, we don't always give advice. We lots
no,
of times
I know.
To have people find their own way. I have
sure.
to make that clarifying point. Well, one of the best business advices I ever got was from my friend and client who said, become a Vistage chair. You know, that's been a great thing for me. But I think focus on the things that are in front of you that are in your sphere of control, in your sphere of influence. And don't worry so much about all the stuff. You know, think about the flow and be agile to what's outside that you can't control, but really focus on the things that you can influence and let those be the best that they can be, and everything else will kind of take care of itself.
Yeah, you know, being in a group myself, it's just that focus that is so important, and it's incredible how bringing people together on a monthly basis in an intimate setting, people can really open up in a way that they probably don't to their spouse, or they don't to certainly the people that they work with. Talk a little bit about that, too, that confidentiality aspect of Vistage and why that's so important.
Yes. Well, of course, confidentiality is the cornerstone of Vistage. This is something that's so deep in our DNA because that allows the members to bring the, you know, the real stuff, not just the surface, not kind of talking about how everything that's just great with them and not talking about other things. So within our environment, we create an environment that is safe. It's a place that people know that they're cared about. Everyone there is there to help every other member. That's what the whole purpose is. So it's safe. There's a lot of trust. And at the same time, it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because the members don't hold back with each other. They're going to ask each other, take a deep breath, ask that question that may feel uncomfortable. But that's what the value is, and that's what the members find is valuable because they don't have that in other places of their their life.
It sometimes gets to a point of brutal honesty, you know, has been my experience when you process issues. But talk a little bit about that, too, because it's a really unique process that Vistage has really, you know, become extremely known for, and about but it's taking action on specific items with the assistance of your group. And
tell us
a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So one of the great joys of being a Vistage chair is that we stand on the shoulders of the 500 other chairs and all of the thousands of chairs that came before us. So Vistage has been around for more than 50 years, and we've developed a methodology in the way we tackle business topics or business issues in Vistage Speak. It's a very Socratic process.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're gonna spend, say, half an hour talking about one business topic, 20% of that is going to be, or 20 minutes of that will be questioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe 5 minutes tee up and 5 minutes giving feedback or observations. So we're much more about asking the questions and letting the member find their own solution. But of course, we do also make it possible for people who have had similar experiences or have something to offer that. And then we come back to the member whose issue it is and ask them for what their action is going to be. What insight have they had? What have they learned from the conversation? And what action are they going to take? And of course, the next month when they come back to the meeting, people are going to want to know what happened. So there's a little accountability loop,
right,
that most of our CEOs find very, very helpful because they don't have that in mm-hmm. other places.
Mm-hmm. So Linda, I'm wondering, that sounds really great from a very high level, but what's the actual business impact that you see, you know, let's say even dollars and cents when all is said and done through that process?
Well, I mean, people will, what I kind of tell new members is what you want to do is hit a single every meeting. So you want to come and every meeting you want to put something to work. It could be something from an issue that you bring. It could be something from an issue somebody else brings. It could be something from a speaker. But take one thing and put it to work. And if you do that over the life of a membership, the impact, you know, it's orders of magnitude into your business, both top and bottom line, and for entrepreneurs, the value of the business itself. And then, you know, every now and then, there's going to be a home run or a triple. And, you know, I can tell story after story of members who came into Vistage maybe a little bit stuck. They had plateaued in their business, got an idea from usually the business that's as most different from them as could possibly be.
Right.
Put that to work. And 2, 3, 4 years later, they're kind of double where they were. So the, you know, Vistage members tend to grow at 3 times the rate of the the average Dun & Bradstreet company. That's just a top line number. I would say that the impact on the bottom line is even more significant than that.
Wow, that's really huge.
And then oftentimes there are monthly speakers, even within, not just at the CEO Summit where you have incredible global speakers, but specific speakers on topics, and it seems like that's also an area where there's just transformative shift in thinking sometimes, which really drives the home run in somebody's thinking, or a new idea that leads to just a step function increase.
Well, that's exactly right. And the speakers are on any variety of subjects, you know, financial management, marketing, sales, HR, hiring, leadership and team development. And it's not unusual for a member to come out of a meeting and say, oh my gosh, I was stuck over here and now I can see a completely different path. And in fact, there's something that's known as day after vistage in our
the hangover
in the member companies where all the team is like, oh, incoming.
Yeah. You know? I've been told by some to listen, just don't try to implement everything the next day.
Hit a single.
Hit a single. Great. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for getting us kicked off today and telling us a little bit about the Vistage community. It's been wonderful having you, and I hope you have an awesome, awesome day.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and I'm looking forward to it. And thank you for all you do for us.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.